You're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 44. And on this episode, we're talking about what it takes to have a successful affiliate launch from the most magical place on earth, Disney World. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustlers? I am so stoked for this episode because I am back from vacation and I am so refreshed. Now, real quick, if you didn't know, I just got back this weekend. I'm recording this on Monday, December 19th, and I just got back on Saturday, December 17th from Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida, the happiest place on earth and my favorite place to vacation. I hadn't been there for a real vacation in a while, but I decided that I wanted to go down to Disney and really treat myself for having a really successful year in business. And I decided while I was down there, I wanted to do a promotion. Now, earlier in the show, we did an interview with Jenna Sword, who you may remember, did a really epic vacation style launch. That's episode number 6, super early back in February. But if you want to listen, we'll throw a link in the show notes to how she did a vacation style launch. And my friend Jenna likes to say, you should always come back from vacation richer than you left. And I just love that. I think it's so fun. And so I decided that I was going to do an affiliate promotion with James Wedmore. Now, you may have seen some of my emails or even heard me talk about it on the podcast a little bit. But James Wedmore had a really awesome program that he launched, Business by Design, where he let a few of us from his high-level mastermind, the Inner Circle, do an affiliate promo. And so I was inspired by Jenna and I knew that James was launching and I decided I wanted to do an affiliate promotion from Disney World. And it was really successful. So I decided what better way to celebrate a really awesome vacation than to share with you exactly what we did to have a really successful affiliate launch from Disney World. So this episode, we're going to talk all about what we did to have a really epic launch from Disney. Now, just to qualify, you might be wondering, hey, what makes it a successful launch? Well, in total, we did over $70,000 in sales of James's program. So I consider a pretty hands-off on vacation, I consider that a success. We did over $70,000 in sales of his product, and we spent just over $10,000 in advertising, which, yes, that's a big chunk of change, but we'll talk about that. So I wanted to talk to you about what we did to make this affiliate launch really successful. Again, I was inspired by Jenna. We talked about how to have a really successful affiliate launch with Tiffany Bymaster. We also did an interview with her. We'll throw that up in the show notes as well. That was episode number 11, where we talked about how to be an affiliate even if you don't have a list. But what I want to talk to you is how I was able to do a really high impact launch while I was in Disney and how we did it without stealing my time and stealing my vacation. So the first thing that we did was before this launch ever started, I mapped everything out. Now I've talked about this in various episodes, but we had everything mapped down to the day that we wanted everything to go out. And we also put a deadline that before I got on my plane to go to Orlando, I was gonna make sure that all of our emails were written. So we've talked about this before on the show, but it's really, really important that you plan things out. We knew that we wanted to have several emails going out to invite people to James's program. We also knew that I was going to be creating some bonus content. But we made this rule that before the promotion started and before my vacation really started, everything needed to be done. So if we contrast this to when I first started Heart, Soul, and Hustle, or even a year ago, I used to shoot from the hip a lot. Like, hey, I'll just do it as I go. How much fun will that be? This time we knew what emails were going out, what days they were going out, and we wrote them all in advance. Now, for the sake of full transparency, I also hired a copywriter. I brought on a copywriter for about 2 hours of work, nothing crazy, but I had her go through and edit all of my emails because I knew I wanted my emails to be nice. I wanted the copy to be written well, and I wanted them to, convert. So we had those all go out, and we scheduled all of those in advance as well. So once I actually got to Disney, we had two that we had to schedule on the way there. But for the most part, as soon as I was in the park, everything was slated to go out. Now, that also brings us to our ads, which we also scheduled well in advance. We scheduled all of our ads in advance, and I wrote all of the ad content in advance, as well as bringing on an ads person. Now, we actually have somebody on our team that runs our ads for us. I've gotten busy enough that while I love me some ads, and I'm still pretty hands-on with my ads, I let somebody else do the day-to-day management of them. And I just check in with reports. So we also had a meeting before I went to Disney where we sat down with my ads person and said, here are the days that we want our stuff to go out. Here's how we want that stuff to go out. And here's how we want it to be reflected throughout the launch. So we knew everything that was going to be happening before the launch started. So I know that so far this episode's a little different than normal because I'm usually very tactical and strategic. And right now I'm just saying like we planned and we planned and we planned and we pre-wrote. But I have to stress this, that if you want to do a launch, whether it's an affiliate launch or your own launch, and you want to be kind of hands-off or you want to be doing other stuff, something that we absolutely had to make sure of was that all of the content for the launch had to be built in advance, okay? Now, once all of that was built in advance, let's step back and look at the strategy. James is somebody that I've worked with for almost a year now, actually a little over a year, but I also signed up to work with James next year. So one of the reasons that we were able to have this really successful affiliate promotion is that I wasn't just promoting something purely for the commission. I was promoting something because I knew it would benefit my audience and I had personal experience working with James. So when it comes to an affiliate promo, and I know that we talked about this with Tiffany in episode 11, it was really important that I was able to be promoting something that I truly believe in and have actually used and implemented parts of in my business. So obviously, since I've paid, you know, tens of thousands of dollars to work with James and have his eyes on my business and get insight from him on my business, I knew that I wanted to share him with my audience. So that was the first thing. The second thing was I sat down with him and his copywriter and I said, what are your videos about, right? So James did a three-part video series, and essentially what we did is we ran ads and emails to his signup page. So I sat down and I said, what are all of these about? And I specifically figured out how each video had applied to my business. Now, that's not to say that our content wasn't good or that affiliate content isn't good, but a lot of times when there's affiliate promos out there, you get a swipe copy or a copy of emails that you can send to your list. You just fill them in with your link. We opted not to use James's swipe content. We used his content for inspiration, but I wrote all of the emails that I sent. Some of them were inspired by stuff in his swipe copy, some of them not. But I actually went through the videos and I looked at what the content was and I made sure that my email spoke to my personal experience using the strategies within each email. Now you might be like, well, does that really make a difference? I personally think it does. Because here's the thing. We are getting so much marketing content all the time, especially if you're listening to this show and you're on, you know, several experts' email list. When a big promo comes out, you can be getting 5, 10 affiliate emails, you know, even a day for different products. I had a couple of people who told me like they were even getting 2 or 3 emails a day about James's program. And that can feel like so much promotion. But imagine for a second if while you were doing the affiliate promo, the people who were emailing you weren't sending you the, you have to buy now, here's 5 reasons your business needs to grow. What if instead I was sharing stories and images? And that's what I did. I wrote stories and I shared pictures and I showed pictures of me in Disney World because the reality is I didn't just want to plug James's program and take my commission. I wanted to show people why I thought this program was beneficial, why I even chose to promote it, right? Because in reality, we took leads from our email list and gave them to James. We essentially said, hey, you should also go sign up for this list. We took our audience and we split their attention by choice. So I had to make sure that it was really worthwhile. That was the first thing. Now, the second thing that we did to make a really, really successful affiliate promotion was I created affiliate bonuses. Now, if you've ever seen an affiliate launch online, basically what happens is everybody who buys through James, I'm going to get a commission on that, right? He has a $2,000 product. I'm going to get a good commission on that. So I can actually take time out of my day to create a bonus course or bonus content to go with James's program. Now, what I see in the online space is that so many people, they just like throw all these bonuses in. Like, here's $10,000 in bonuses or $8 billion in bonuses. And I said, this is my opportunity to be a bit of a disruptor. So we talked about this in past episodes as well, that it really helps to do something different, to do something that helps you stand out. And so what I did was I created bonuses that were specifically around James's program. So instead of just throwing together extra content and PDFs, I actually made multiple courses and content that was directly beneficial to James's program. It was built off his content. So I did something that I think really showed my students, my audience, and my people that I'm not just promoting this for the sake of the commission to keep it as minimal work as absolutely possible, but rather I want to create an experience that benefits you. And so I made these bonuses that were specifically around James's program. One that talked about how to run ads for his specific style launches, one that talked about how to build your list. We did some affiliate marketing training, and we did some other stuff in there because here was the thing. I didn't want to throw more content at people. And so I took this really unique positioning of saying, rather than giving you more bonus content than you can digest, what if I give you about 2.5-3 hours of high impact bonus content? Content specifically designed around the program. Content designed by somebody who has worked with James. Content designed by somebody who knows what it takes to get the results. And that ended up being hugely beneficial. Now, we also encourage people to pay in full. We've talked about this in past episodes as well. Like, talk about an amazing last episode for the year, because we've got so many things we've talked about over the year. But one of the other things that we did really, really well with this promo was that we encourage people to pay in full. Because we know that when people pay in full, they're more likely to do the work. We know they're less likely to refund. And we know that they're paid in full. So I'm also doing a one-day live event in May of next year where people who paid in full get the opportunity to come hang out with me for a day in California. How cool is that? Now, that was really, really awesome from an affiliate perspective. But from a marketing standpoint, it worked really well for us too, because I want to say we ended up selling about a dozen spots to that. About a dozen people paid in full, which is really good for us. We were happy with that number. But we may open that up to 20 people. And so we might have 8 spots open that I can sell tickets to the door. And then I'm going to have a room of highly qualified people with me in California. So those people might be interested in giving me more insight on what's great about my programs and what's not. I'll be able to get video testimonials while I'm in California. This is the opportunity to not only create massive value for my audience, but create massive value for my business. And this comes back to something that you've probably heard me say. I said it on Facebook Live. I've written posts about it. You can run a strategic business and still care about people. So my audience is thrilled that I'm doing this live event, and I'm thrilled that I'm going to get the opportunity to be in a room with 20 of my most qualified buyers and get good information, good testimonials, good feedback, good engagement from them. So it's a business builder in so many different ways while still being immensely beneficial to my audience. Okay, so just to recap what we've covered so far, we talked about how we scheduled all our emails in advance. We talked about how we planned the content in advance, how we created specific bonuses, and how I built a team around me. And I didn't go too in-depth in that, but I built a team around me of my assistant who was fielding support, an ads person who was dealing with the ads day to day. But what about the actual strategy? So something that was really cool about this affiliate promo, and this is a little bit inspired by something I saw on Facebook the other day, was we didn't really get a lot of complaints about emailing too much. And we emailed quite a bit, and James was emailing every day. So what we did to make our promotion really high impact, but not make people feel like overwhelmed or like we were bombing their inbox, is 3 things. Number one, all of our emails that we sent, except for the last couple, had a little link at the bottom where people could opt out of just this promotion. So we said something along the lines of like, hey, if you're totally not interested in James's product, don't even worry. Click this little link and we won't email you about it anymore, but we'll still email you new podcast updates, new content when it comes out. Basically, if you want to opt out of just getting these updates, click right here. That was number one. We found that people were really appreciative of that. And we actually didn't have a lot of people click on that link. I want to say like less than 1% of people actually opted out of that, which was incredibly surprising to me. So that worked really, really well. And it made people feel like even if they didn't opt out, they had the option to, so they didn't feel like we were forcing content down their throat. We basically made it feel like, hey, it's totally up to you how much content you have to digest. The second thing that we did was we did an email every single day. Now, there were points like the day before the cart opened and the day before that, we emailed 3 days in a row. So we emailed when he released video 3, then we emailed the next day to let them know the doors were opening, then we emailed the next day to let them know the doors were open. That's a lot of emails, but between like December 1st and December 6th, we didn't send any emails. So we paid attention to how many emails James was sending, and we offset our emails in the same way. Now, this comes with like a little asterisk by it with a little footnote, which is don't be afraid to email your list, right? I've kind of seen this where people are like, people email us too much, or there's too many emails and affiliate promotions. Well, first things first, that number one, we gave people the option to opt out. But number two, we know the more emails you send, the more likely people are to convert. They say on average, it takes 7 direct interactions with a product, a brand, or a person to be ready to buy. I got to sit next to someone on my plane home from Orlando who actually used to work for a large telecommunications company. And they said they knew it took 5 mail, direct mail interactions before people would even consider switching to that company. So think about that, right? Sometimes we get really wrapped up in like, I'm sending too much or I'm promoting too much. But when we're talking with our brand or our companies, people need multiple interactions to make that choice. Now, we don't have to do that interaction every day, and we chose not to, but we do need to be sending consistent emails, okay? Now, the third thing we did that allowed us to make this really high impact but kind of low spam or sleazy feel was I shared how I endorsed James, and we also did a webinar on Monday while I was in Disney World, which was so freaking cool to do, but I did a webinar where I really answered questions and I endorsed James in a way that felt good to me. So I wasn't just saying, buy this product, buy this product. Like I said at the beginning of this episode, I was sharing stories. I was talking about how the strategies from certain videos impacted my business. I talked about why I'm endorsing James. I talked about why this is the only course that I've done a full affiliate promo launch for. I really, really shared with my audience and was super vulnerable about why and how I was sharing this. And, you know, I got kind of lucky because one of the reasons I was able to be on vacation in Disney World while doing this really successful promotional launch is because of what James taught me. And so why wouldn't I be sharing my story and sharing my insight, right? It's super easy to say, buy this, get this bonus. Here's why you should buy. The doors are closing. Ah, right? And sure, we did that because guess what? It works. But I also created a really personal connection between myself, James, James's product, and my audience. So that people were able to say, hey, Zach isn't just throwing crap out there hoping to get a commission. He's throwing good content out there, showing us how it applies to us and giving me the opportunity to decide if it's right for me or not. And I was very thrilled with the way that that turned out. Okay. Now, the last thing that I want to talk about a little bit, and maybe not the last thing, but the last promotional piece that I want to talk about is our Facebook ads. And our Facebook ads were really, really cool this time around. And I want to talk to you guys kind of about where our profits were. So we spent about $10,800 on Facebook ads. And we also hired a copywriter. But when all was said and done, our total projected profit is right around $27,000. So that's after we paid our ads, after we paid a copywriter, after we paid for some of the other stuff that had to happen during this promotion. We are at $26,800 and some change. So right about $27,000 in projected profit. Okay. And again, that's assuming that everybody pays off their payment plans, including who paid in full. It just keeps the numbers easier to not have to break it down a million times. So that's where our numbers ended up. But one of the things that we did to be really strategic was we sat down with James and we talked about his earnings per lead. So before we ever started running our ads, we knew that they were going to be expensive because we had so many things going on. It's right before Christmas. We had just finished a launch, so we knew that people might not be as receptive on our email list. We knew that we had just gone through this major promotion and ads are expensive right now because of Q4 and because the election has just ended. we knew our ads were going to cost more. So what we did was we sat down with James and we said, how much did you make per lead in the last promotion? Now, I don't want to share that number because it's not mine to share, but James gave us a number of what his average earning per lead was. And I've talked about this in all of my launching episodes. But what we did was we wrote down that number, we figured out what our commission would be on it, and then we said we're willing to spend up to 50% of that number on our leads, right? So even though throughout our promotion, our average cost per lead got up to about $8.50, again, because we were in a competitive space, and ads tend to cost more with an affiliate promotion. So just a heads up, you do tend to pay more per lead when you're running an affiliate promotion. So that's part of the reason they were more expensive. But we got up to about $8.50, but we were fine with that because we knew how much a lead was worth. So basically, we capped our budget at $10,000. We ended up going a little over, which I was fine with. I had a really good conversation with my ads person where we decided we were going to spend a little bit more than that, but we wanted to cap it at about $10,000 on lead generation for James. We were able to run these ads, spend about $8.50 a lead, and more than double the money that we put in, right? So for those of you that are kind of crunching the numbers at home, we did around $38,000 in total projected commission, with about 27 of that being profit. So we were very, very happy with that. But again, something that's super important to remember, the way we figured this out is we sat down and we said, what is the earning per lead for all of this numbers? What does it look like to make these? And we crunched those numbers. So we didn't run ads as a way to get more people signed up. We treated our ads just like we did in a regular launch. And that kind of brings me into this bonus piece of this episode, if you will, which is if you're going to do an affiliate launch and you want to be really profitable with it, you have to treat it like your own launch. So I was in contact with James. I was in contact with his team. I was in contact with his copywriter and his ads person. If you want to make this work, you have to be willing to do the work. And so we planned it all out in advance. We had the content calendar, we had the email scheduled, we had the ads person, we had my support staff, we had all the bonuses built out. So when the launch started, all we had to do was press go. And the last piece is we checked in daily. And so a lot of people were like, well, what did your day look like? Were you running a launch from the line to Space Mountain? Were you waiting to meet Mickey Mouse and secretly checking your stats? And the answer is not really. I did update my spreadsheets and check in when I wanted to, but for the most part, I woke up in the morning. I allocated about 30 to 45 minutes to check in with my existing students, because just because I'm launching doesn't mean my other students don't need my attention. And then about 10 to 15 minutes just to check in that everything was working for the launch. A couple of days, I decided to write an extra email. There was an extra email that I got excited about and wrote and sent out because I wanted to include my pictures while I was in Disney World. But I really just allocated about 30 to 45 minutes with my students and 15 to 30 minutes to do my launch. So because the parks didn't open until about 9 a.m. most days, I could wake up at 7, do a little bit of work, go to breakfast, and go to the park and not have to worry about it all day long. I'm not trying to sell you this message of like, oh, I only had to work an hour a day to have a $37,000 affiliate launch or $38,000 launch. No, 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 no. What I did was I understood what this launch took. I planned it out from the emails to the ads to the budget to the goals. I mapped it all out and pre-scheduled and automated as much as possible so that I did all the work before I went on vacation. So if you're looking to take a lesson away from this, it's that if you're busy or you don't want to be hustling, you can front load work in a way that backloads relaxation. So I don't have to do a ton of work while I'm in Disney. I'm not doing a ton of work while I'm on vacation. I'm not going crazy trying to promote stuff, right? By planning it out in advance and really understanding our numbers, we just had to check in once a day. And then the last thing that I did was we use Slack to communicate with our team. Highly recommend you check it out. But we basically, all you have to know is we created a specific communication line where my ads person and my virtual assistant knew that if there was anything that needed to be addressed or are there any emergency situations that popped up, they contact me through this channel and I'll respond. So the last thing was we kind of had like a bat signal, if you will, where if anything went wrong, you could get in contact with Zach. And that was connected right to my phone with a notification. And I think three times I was at Disney, I had to, from my phone, I think almost every time I was just waiting in line to do something, I popped in, I responded, and I was good to go. So I created all the systems and the teams around me so that really it didn't require a lot of interaction from me. It just required the work from me, the high-level strategy from me, and the daily check-in from me. Okay? Now, the way that we really brought this all together was I felt good about promoting this. And that's just something I want to leave you with. And again, if you're even interested in affiliate marketing, I highly recommend you listen to the episode we did with Coach Glitter, Tiffany Bymaster. We'll link that up in the show notes. But I promoted something I felt good about. I really do trust James. I really do love his products. I know that he cares about his people, and I know that he gets results for people. So the last thing is that energetically, whether you think about this in a psychological way or the woo-woo kind of way, energetically, it felt good to share James. It felt good to share him with my audience. It felt good to do this promotion. It didn't feel like a ton of work. It didn't feel like it was crazy insane. It felt fun, it felt good, and it felt light. And so if you're thinking about doing a promotion like this where you want to go on vacation or you want to take time away, ask yourself, what feels good to share? What feels good to promote, and what feels good to actually do? Because when you answer what feels good, the promotion is amazing because you're not operating from a place of, I have to sell or I have to get results. Instead, you're operating from a place of, I can't wait to put this in front of my people. I can't wait to share. And then we packaged it all up, we put it in front of our audience, and it worked incredibly well. Now, if you really enjoyed this episode, I want you to know that we're going to have the show notes over at heartsoulhustle.com/44. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/44. We've talked about a lot of stuff on here. I've referenced several other episodes. We'll get those linked up as well. And I just want to let you know that next week it is Christmas time. So next week, the week of Christmas, we won't have a show. So the 27th, there won't be a show, but we'll be back in 2017, January, with some new episodes, some new great content that I cannot wait to share with you guys. So again, check out those show notes and remember this. There's really no such thing as sipping pina coladas on the beach and making millions and millions of dollars. But there is such a thing as doing the work and creating a plan that allows you to create the freedom to experience the life you want. Think about where you can be front-loading work in your life. Could you be doing a little bit of work this week during this episode, or not during this episode, listen up, but maybe after this episode? What can you do this week so that next week you can take time off? So you can enjoy the last week of the year, whether you're celebrating Christmas or New Year's or a different holiday. Is there something you can do right now to create more space there? Are there people you can get around you to create more space and ability in your life? Is there more planning you can do to create more ability to do and move in your life? Because at the end of the day, all I did was created a really awesome plan, did everything in advance that I could, and then let the plan play itself out. That's all it takes to have a really successful launch from Disney World. If you want to check out any of the photos, of course, you can connect with me over on Facebook, facebook.com/heartsoulhustle. There's a few Disney World photos, so if you want that, check them out. I'll also put up a photo in the show notes because seriously, I love sharing these photos. But again, heartsoulhustle.com/44. Check out those show notes and I will see you, or at least be in your ear, in 2017. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.